In Parshas Masi, there's a pasuk that reads, "Mimacharas haPesach yatzu bnei Yisrael biyad Rama leini kol Mitzrayim." The Ben Ishchai brings a beautiful thought. He says, "In this pasuk, Pesach is called Chag haPesach. We know that Pesach is also called Chag haMatzos. Why specifically these two names?" And he brings a Medrash Rabbah that talks about David HaMelech when he minted coins. On one side of the coin, he put a tower. On the other side of the coin, he put a knapsack and a stick. And the Medrash Rabbah goes on and says, Mordechai Tzadik also, he minted coins when he was promoted to Mishlah HaMelech, Nachashverosh's palace. He, on one side of the coin, he put a golden crown. And on the other side of the coin, he put Sak ve'ifer. What is the meaning of all this? And he brings from the Sefer Imrei Noam a mashal about a king who was traveling and he heard beautiful music coming out of the forest. He's like, who's playing that music? And he followed the music and he saw that there was a young shepherd playing beautiful music and he was very impressed. He began speaking with the shepherd, and he realized this is a very talented individual. If I bring him into my palace and give him a great education, he'll become invaluable to my kingdom. And that's exactly what he did. And this young boy quickly rose in the ranks, and before you knew it, the king appointed him as his treasurer. Naturally, this invoked the envy of the other ministers. Burning with jealousy, they accused the treasurer of stealing from the royal treasury. But the king wouldn't hear of it. And no matter how hard they tried to convince him, to no avail. The king loved his treasurer and trusted him to no end. Time passed and this king died and his son took over. And his son was younger. And the other ministers did succeed in convincing him that the treasurer was indeed stealing from the royal treasury. So the king went over to the treasurer and said, I want to see what's going on. Can you show me the books and ledgers? I want to see my money. I want to see everything that came in, every penny that was spent. And I want it within 2 weeks. That's the deadline. The treasurer says, Your Highness, I can show it to you right now. I don't need 2 weeks. He opened up the ledgers and showed him every single penny that came in and every single penny that was spent. And he realized that the treasurer was indeed innocent. But the ministers convinced him, no, he is not innocent. Go to his house, do a thorough investigation and see what he has in his house that came from the royal treasury. When he arrived at the home of the treasurer, he was totally shocked. He was expecting a distinguished minister, such as a treasurer, to be living in a beautiful home, elegantly furnished. But when he arrived, he saw simple home, modestly furnished. Clearly, he's not stealing anything from the royal treasury. But he went through the entire home, and he went through every single room, and he did his thorough investigation. When the treasurer was almost done, there was one room that was actually under lock and key. And the king demanded, "Open this door." And the treasurer said, please don't make me open this door. He's like, I demand you open the door now. Seeing he had no choice, the treasurer opened the door of that room. And to the king's shock, there was actually nothing in the room. Completely empty, aside from a stick and a knapsack. And he said, what is the meaning of this? An empty room, no furniture, nothing except for a stick and a knapsack? The treasurer had no choice but to explain. Just a few years ago, I was just a simple shepherd in a forest playing my music. What did I have? All I had was a stick and a knapsack. Then the king, he came. He found me. He gave me the greatest education. He promoted me to be treasurer. But I don't want to forget my humble beginnings. Being in such an exalted position could get to my head and make me think that I'm better than thou. And I very much want to remember my past. I want to remember the days of being a shepherd, the simple life and the humble life and the hard life that I used to have. So once a day, I come into this room, I hold a stick and I put on the knapsack and I remember what life used to be like. And the Nimshal, David HaMelech, too. When he became king, he minted coins, and on the coin he said, I'm putting that knapsack and that stick, because I want to remember the days of being a shepherd, the hard life, the simple life. I don't want to forget it. Mordechai Tzadik, too. When he was Mishnah Melech, and he minted coins, he said, I want to put stop. I'm going to put sack the ephah on one side. Yes, I'm going to put a golden crown on one side, but on the other side, I want to remember when I was wearing sackcloth and ashes, and it was such a hard time, and it was such a dark time. I don't want to forget those times. And hence the names Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaPesach, what a beautiful time. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Geula, happiness. Hashem took us out of this horrible Yisayon. But we don't want to forget Chag HaMatzos, when it was difficult. And times were hard. And it was a very hard Nisayon. And in our lives as well, we all go through Nisyonos. Everybody has their package. And while we're going through it, it's really uncomfortable, aggravating, sometimes even painful. And then, Baruch Hashem, it passes. And once it passes, it's easy to forget. Forget the pain, forget the aggravation. Forget how hard it was for us. But if we hold on to it, we could actually take that Nisayon that we went through and use it as a tool to understand others, a tool to sympathize and empathize with others, a tool to daven for others, a tool to help others that may be going through a similar Nisayon that we went through ourselves. Have an amazing Shabbos.